We are now joined by Penn State head coach Patrick Chambers. The Nittany Lions are 9-6 on the season and 0-2 in Big Ten play. Penn State will host Minnesota on Tuesday and welcome Michigan State to the Bryce Jordan Center on Sunday. Coach Chambers, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing very well. If you could start us out with a quick statement, we'll go to questions right afterward. Thank you.
You got it. Obviously proud of my team for the way they competed versus Maryland. Just need to finish that game. A lot of positives, a lot of things to work on as far as finishing. But I was proud of what we did, and you know, we just have to continue to get better to finish out games. When we went to Michigan, I just thought they were a buzzsaw. We played pretty well the first 10 minutes. You know, we took a 7-0 lead. They called timeout. I thought we were prepared. I thought we were ready to play. We just got deflated. I think they hit 5 threes in a row. And for a young team on the road, and we've been on the road for quite some time, since December the 18th. We're in Philadelphia, Vegas now, 2 games on the road. So I think it started to wear on us a little bit, and that's what I saw. But with saying that, we just have to continue to get better. The guys have to continue to, you know, embrace the process of getting better. This is the Big Ten, and you're going to be taken to the woodshed every now and then. And you have to respond, and you have to realize that. And what we do today in practice is really going to dictate, you know, what we do tomorrow against Minnesota.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
And our next question comes from the line of Brendan Quinn from M Live Media Group.
Hey, Patrick. Mentioning the 3-point shooting from Michigan, I'm wondering what, I guess, in your preparation and then seeing it live, the challenges that Duncan Robinson poses. Not only, obviously, he's a great shooter, but just, I guess, on a help defender has to be on him at all times. It opens up things for everybody else. Just what you saw there.
Yeah, the thing I was most impressed with, I'll give you 2 things, was he's really good at slide threes. That's a really hard shot. You know, we know he can catch and shoot and make threes. We knew that. That's why we try to put a bigger defender on him, long arms, to take away the catch and shoot. And then when we do take away that catch and shoot, he was able to take a 1-dribble slide three, and he was making that as well. So that presents a lot of difficulties for your defense because the next guy who's closest was flying at him as well. And that's why I believe he had 6 assists on the day. So when he's playing at that type of level, it really opens up your defense, and they sliced us that second 10 minutes of the first half, and really was the deciding factor in the game.
And what about, I guess John really mentioned that the effect that he has on opponents, help guy online, download, it really opens things up for Mark Donnell. Do you see that?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you know, if you got to take away anything, you don't have to let their 5 score, and the 5 is scoring. They're doing a really good job. I know he rotated a few 5s in there. They did great against Illinois, obviously, and then they played very well against us. So we were trying to play, you know, 2-on-2 in there, and they made the right decision every time. When you're trying to take away their 3s, they were able to get to the basket or hit Donnell for an easy putback. And give Donnell credit. He's become an elite finisher. He made some really difficult finishes, but he got it done.
Great. Thanks, Patrick.
Yep.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, talk a little bit about the development of Shep Gardner in his sophomore season. How much does his versatility help your team on both ends of the floor?
Yeah, Shep's having a great season. He has to continue it. He has to play with consistency. He's got to be a leader out there. He's got to do all the little things we need him to do on both ends of the floor. Everybody knows he can score. Maryland really showed him respect by, you know, pressuring him and trying to deny him the ball for 40 minutes. And he fought through that, and then he just got to continue to play with consistency and try to make his teammates better as well. So if he continues on this path, I think he's going to have a great Big Ten season.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.